This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2020 Capricorn Full Moon Lunar Eclipse. The full moon takes place on July 4th, 2020 at 9:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time and on July 5th, 2020 at 12:44 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 4:44 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 13 degrees Cancer, 37 minutes, 13 degrees Capricorn, 37 minutes. A gate is closing and locking behind us. It's been creaking for a while, and now the noise is growing louder, and the gate is lurching slowly, slowly shut. The Capricorn full moon is a milestone in personal and collective history. It's a lunar eclipse, a full moon on steroids, with larger-than-life drama and implications and impact. They're feeling raw, huge, and monumental because the eclipse is escalating situations that have already crossed so many previously unthinkable lines. No doubt you can think of a few. This time they're hitting points of no return. It's working over fundamental issues and areas of life that have turned into a cosmic demolition zone in recent years. It's speeding sagas to logical conclusions and, in some cases, seemingly illogical ones, with the demolition crew in tow. The sagas aren't all over. Some are heading into different territory, some are morphing into next phases, and some have years of transformation yet to come. The current storylines, though, are hitting a climax. Capricorn is itself not an emotional sign, but the eclipse compensates for any coldness or distance with off-the-charts developments, revelations, and departures that hit more than home. They strike at our very core. It's the last event in the eclipse cycle that has been reshaping the metaphoric ground on which we have built our lives, families, and collective institutions. They've been groaning and collapsing and rearranging since the Cancer-Capricorn cycle began in July 2018. Think of how the ground beneath your feet has shifted in the past 2 years. These eclipses have brought round after round of revisiting, revising, and resetting definitions of family, home, tradition, security, authority, and government. Likely you can trace a story in your own life from the outset of this cycle. Whether something jumps out at you or not, think at least about the first half of 2019. That time period was affected by a solar eclipse at 15 degrees Capricorn on January 5th or 6th. It energized the area of the sky where the current lunar eclipse is taking place, barely a degree away. You can look at those two as a call and response. The January solar eclipse setting a process in motion that is culminating at the lunar eclipse now. Big shifts from this year are culminating now as well. What crystallized in January, when the Saturn-Pluto conjunction put a container on last year's prolonged evolutionary process? The Phoenix moment, I've been calling it. What has amplified that container since, as Jupiter and Pluto have intensified any collapsing or restructuring? Dredged up monsters, terrors, and dangerous forces that you thought were dead and buried? What role have restrictions, separations, shutdowns, and isolation played for you? What have you learned? How have your patterns and systems changed? Your experience of time, of responsibilities, particularly to yourself? Sighs of relief might follow, but don't be fooled. Work and tumultuous change are yet to come. Change is not unpalatable, though. Some aspects of it are welcome, reassuring, and even, dare we think it, creatively and financially beneficial. With the moon enjoying the flow of a trine to the awakening genius of Uranus. Still, the path forward requires adjustments, particularly in our thinking, both individually and collectively. The need for tweaks comes from an inconjunct from the moon to the north node in Gemini, the communication and information sign. A lot of what this full moon brings is happening to you, but you don't have to be passive. It's incentive to the max to clean up debris and commit to personal stability. You have the power and cosmic assistance to close chapters, to slam doors shut, and to walk out of unsupportable situations for good. You have the power and assistance to repair and restructure collapsing or challenging structures into something more workable and secure. You have the power and assistance to put your footing onto more solid ground. Whatever leaves, there's nothing to be gained by grabbing at it except pain and frustration. Resistance is futile as a feature of this full moon. Your time and energy are precious. Be mindful where you spend them. Bless the departures and turn your attention to your rearranging what is in your world into a more accommodating setup. A final note about storylines. Think back to the week leading up to the June solstice. Mercury stationed retrograde then at 14 degrees Cancer, and the Sun is now at that degree. Look for illumination or greater understanding of information you learned, matters that were on your mind, and communications you had then. Mark July 27 for more of the story. That's when Mercury, by then direct, passes 14 Cancer again. If you'd like a greater understanding of what the Cancer Capricorn eclipses have brought you and us, listen to my talk about them available in my shop at empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find lots of lively discussion on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge, tremendous amount of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I am really grateful, really thankful for the people who are continuing to keep my work going there. You'll find me on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.